Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Also, people are responsible for changing their own future. But how do you change your own future if you're functioning with an authoritarian regime where you can't have political parties, maybe, where you can't organize? In the new democracy in Egypt, you cannot meet and talk without permission from the government, even in the smallest possible groups. You have no access to television. You have no access to, and it affects the educational system. If you don't have a good educational system, if you don't have a good economy, all of those things come to play. But in discussion groups, these things can be honestly raised, because one should be able to raise that. You know, being culturally sensitive or religiously sensitive doesn't mean I don't want to say anything because that could upset the other person. But let's face it, it is sensitive. In our culture and religion today, it's sensitive. Look at Shout Television. Look at O'Reilly. Look at Sean Hannity. And look at some people on MSNBC. It's attack television. And in attack television, there is no mutual understanding. When you have attack television, and when you have attack media, and when you have attack, social media, then you don't have that. And I think that that's part of it.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue on our study of the future of Islam. And this was Professor John Esposito in the question and answer session of his presentation, The Future of Islam, which he gave in September 10, 2014 at the University of Kentucky. The question given by the moderator was very simple. It is how we can better promote mutual understanding and respect of Islam and Muslims in America, or how we help address the issue of Islamophobia and the misunderstanding that is also often portrayed in classrooms. Now, all what we have heard from Professor Esposito to answer that question, as we covered in our last broadcast, has nothing to do with the question. He was just making up talk, going in circles without getting to the point. First of all, we have to understand that there is no mutual understanding between us and Muslims, those who follow the ideology of Islam. Not in America, not anywhere around the world. And we may deceive ourselves and we think that we can have mutual understanding, but in reality, this is not what will ever take place. How can we address the issue of Islamophobia without talking about Islam? Because if we know the real Islam as it is written in the Quran, that is Allah's words, and as it was taught by Muhammad in his sayings, the Hadith, or how Muhammad, an early Muslim, practiced Islam, that is the Sunnah of Islam, or how Muslims lived Islam in the last 1400 years. If we know the real Islam, not only will have fear of Islam, but we will be trembling, because that's exactly the final word of Allah in the Quran, as we covered in our study concerning terrorizing all non-Muslims. There is no misunderstanding, my friends, of Muslims, not in the classrooms, nor in real life in the world, not here in America or anywhere else around the world. But Professor Esposito gave us in his last words to answer this question the following advice. People are responsible for changing their own future. I'm sorry, Muslims are not responsible for changing their own future, because Muslims cannot change their future. The future of Muslims are in the hand of Allah, the one whom they submit to, and they have no chance to change that future. Because the future of Islam, it is yesterday, not today or tomorrow, which means they cannot change their future. Professor Esposito, once again, is repeating the lies of his lecture in the Q&A session, because he wants to help his audience to go through the process of brainwashing to make them believe that what he said earlier is true. He's telling us Do you change your own future if you're functioning within an authoritarian regime? No. The problem is not in the authoritarian regime, Professor Esposito, in the Muslim world. The problem is in the ideology of Islam. Nothing is wrong in the regime of Saddam Hussein of Iraq. Nothing is wrong in the authoritarian regime of Sadat or Mubarak of Egypt. Nothing is wrong in the authoritarian regime in Muammar Gaddafi, the dictator of Libya. Because if we do not have these leaders whom you do not like, then we're going to end with the Muslim Brotherhood or others like them who are supporting you financially to brainwash the American people with their lies, which is much worse. At least under these dictators and these authoritarian regimes, we the Christian were able to live, persecuted, but at least we're still alive. But if the Muslim Brotherhood and the jihadi organizations whom you support with your ideology, if they take over the Middle East, there is no place not for the Christian or any of the non-Muslims, but there will not be place for America to exist in their own country here. For then Muslims will be in full control of the whole world, and the Islam state will be accomplished not only in the 57 Muslim countries but in Europe and in America, Australia and New Zealand, Canada and South America, in planet Earth. Sir Professor Esposito, as I shared with you in our last program, lied about Egypt. Here is what he said: in a new democracy in Egypt. And notice he called it democracy. You cannot meet and talk without permission from the government. That's not true. Christians have been meeting under the new democracy in Egypt with our new leader, Al-Sisi, and Christians talk in their churches all the time without any permission from the government. The one he's talking about is Muslim Brotherhood cannot meet without permission from the new democracy of Egypt, because that's how you can control these savage people, sir. Because what do Muslim Brotherhood do in Egypt after they meet? They burn churches. They destroy Christian businesses. They kill Christian men and kidnap their wives and daughters. Is that what you want, sir? That's why we, the Christians in Egypt, are proud of this new president and beg God to keep him in power, even if he become a dictator for the next 30 or 40 years, until God replaces him by somebody who is like him. But that's not what Professor Esposito understood, because he got everything backwards. He thinks the Brotherhood in Egypt have the right to meet and have liberty to control the meetings, and they come up with whatever decision they make to destroy Egypt for the good of Allah and Muhammad and Islam. And he will think that is good, as he claimed and he lied about the government of Tunisia. Professor Esposito said, even in a small possible groups in Egypt, you cannot meet without permission of the government. That is once again a lie. Small and large Christian groups in Egypt meet and they have conferences, and we have more freedom under Assisi than that which we have under Jamal Abdel Nasser, Sadat, and Mubarak. But if he will be clear about his talk when he emphasized that the small groups of Muslim Brotherhood, the small groups of jihadi cannot meet, that is absolutely right. And what is wrong with that? Because boy oh boy, when the Muslim Brotherhood of America will have the upper hand, they will destroy America. If you think it is bad right now with the small tiny minority of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, wait until the Muslim jihadi of America will meet and do their dirty work. Then you will discover that Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the few billion of dollars which we waste because of the destruction and the burning of many of the liberal cities in America will be literally like a drop in a bucket. When Muslim Brotherhood or whatever jihad in America take control of this country, it will be September 11 all over America. Millions of the Americans will be dead when the Muslim jihad of America have their chance. And they will do that someday when they will have the upper hand. Professor Esposito continued to lie, and he said, no access to television. Says who? In Egypt, we have hundreds of stations. Literally, we have more channels in Egypt than that which we have in America. For we can carry all the TVs of America and all the TVs of Europe and all the TV of Asia and Australia. So we have more TV stations, hundreds of them, than that which we have in America. As a matter of fact, there is no not one TV internet which is hindered in Egypt. But once again, Muslim jihadi do not have full authority like they used to under the leadership of Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood president, who was put in power by Barack Hussein Obama and people like Professor John Esposito. During this one evil, wicked black year, we did not have power or control in the country. These are the Egyptians. But the rest of the Muslim Brotherhood and the jihadi were in full control of the country.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Then Professor Esposito said, "You have no access to," and he stopped. He did not tell us to what. Because obviously he changed his mind about what he was about to say. And then he mentioned education, once again, repeating the lie often enough because he was hoping that people eventually would come to believe it. Affect the education system. Something he was going to say affect the education system. And once again, he blamed the problem we have with terrorism and the extreme Muslims or the radical Muslims on education as if they are not educated people. Once again, as I said before, I repeat myself, the best education you can get is in Egypt, and that's where the Muslim Brotherhood flourish in numbers and in power. Most leaders of the Brotherhood of Egypt are professors in colleges, doctors, engineers, lawyers, name it. We have them in Egypt. Professor Esposito continued to say, if you do not have a good education system, if you do not have a good economy, all these things come to play. What is these things he's talking about? I think Professor Esposito is getting old and he cannot remember what was the question. Let me remind you again, my friends. The question was how we can better promote mutual understanding and respect of Islam and Muslims in America. How can we help address the issue of Islamophobia and the misunderstanding that is also often portrayed in classrooms? What does this have to do with education or economy or authoritarian regime government? Professor Esposito went back to his early suggestion concerning discussion groups. He said, in discussion groups, these things can be honestly raised. Well, why not talk about Islamic doctrines and Islamic beliefs? Why not in these discussion groups, we talk about Allah's word and every hateful message? These are the verses which teach Muslims to hate, to kill, to destroy, to steal, to rape, to terror. All non-Muslims, why not we have these issues of Islam, which is believed and practiced by Muhammad and early Muslim believers, which Muslims still practice until today, as if we still live in the 7th century in these discussion groups with honesty. But that's not what Professor Esposito is talking about. He's talking about other things, created things, which in his mind caused the problem we have with Islamophobia or the misunderstanding of things about Islam. Professor Esposito continue, all these things come to play. But in discussion groups, these things can be honestly raised because we should be able to raise that. You know, being culturally sensitive or religiously sensitive does not mean I don't want to say anything that causes upset the other person. Brothers and sisters, just to say Allah said or Muhammad said, just to read the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith causes all Muslims and all liberals like Professor John Esposito in America to call me an Islamophobe. And they carry the signs everywhere they come to protest my meeting to say, I teach hate. And Professor Esposito wants us honestly to talk about these things. Allah said Christians and Jews are infidels. Allah said behead the Jewish and Christian men. Allah said engage in war with them until they convert to Islam. Add to that, Muhammad said he was commanded by Allah to engage in war with people, that is Americans, until they say the Shahada, that is converting to Islam. And if we do not, our possession is lawful for Muslim to inherit, that is obviously after killing us. Yes, indeed, Professor Esposito, we will be talking about the things of Allah and the things of Muhammad in honesty. And this will not upset the Muslims or yourself. But let us face it. Face what? Face the reality of the savage cult of Islam? Professor Esposito said, it is sensitive. Yes, indeed, sir, it is sensitive. Brothers and sisters, I can talk about every word which Professor John Esposito said in this lecture. And we will find ourselves out there where there is no answer except Islam is a savage cult and we must get rid of it. Yes, indeed. And we must expose people like Professor Esposito, who is teaching us the opposite of the truth about Islam. What is so amazing that Professor Esposito ends this program by saying, in our culture and religion, it is sensitive. No, in Islam culture, which you are playing a big role about it, using it as a good excuse, and in Islamic savage cult, it is a sensitivity. But as for Christianity, I have no problem, sir, to talk to you or any Muslim about the things of Christianity, the love of our enemy, the blessing for those who curse us, and how we are to pray for every lost Muslim, because they are all victims of the savage cult of Islam. Now, Professor Esposito moved from what is taking place in the Muslim world and the things of Islam to reject the freedom and the liberty which we have here in America. He said, look at Shock Television. Look at O'Reilly. Look at Sean Hannity. And he did not like neither one. Why? Because they're conservative. Because they talk about the real Islam. Sometimes. Not in depth. Because there is not one TV station in America who has the guts to speak the truth about Islam as we do in this one broadcast. Trust me, my friends. In one of my series, you will hear more about Islam than you will ever hear all your life from any television of America. He rejected Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly by saying, look at some people on MSNBC. It is attack television. Excuse me. That is attack television? Maybe you need to watch some of the real television where Muslims truly attack Christians, beheading the men after raping their wives and little daughters. That is the vicious attack, which, by the way, is available online. If YouTube still has the freedom to allow Muslims to play these evil videos. I know YouTube do not like my videos and they take them off the air because I simply read the Quran. But when Muslims practiced the Quran years ago, they used to have no problem to see beheading on YouTube and other media channels. Professor Esposito did not like Bill O'Reilly. He did not like Sean Hannity because he said in television attacks, there is no mutual understanding. How can you have mutual understanding with liberals? Once again, how can you have mutual understanding with Muslims? Those who love to kill, destroy, and steal, they do the work of the devil. Do you have mutual understanding with the devil, Satan, sir? Allah is Satan, and what Muslims do is exactly the work of Satan. the shedding of blood, and the stealing of property of infidels. Professor Esposito ended the answer for this question by stating, and when you have attacked social media, then you do not have that. And I think that is part of it. You are full of it, Professor Esposito, because you're just talking from empty head. You are full of hot air. I do not know who gave you the doctorate degree. Who gave you the power or the authority to talk on the behalf of Muslims? How can you call yourself a scholar of Islam as Muslims brag about you when you have never quoted a verse from the Quran or one of the sayings of Muhammad in the Hadith to support or prove your hogwash ideology concerning Islam and Muslims? The problem with Islamophobia, it does exist because people like you lie and people like you deceive the American people, and people like you are easily bought with the millions of dollars of the Muslims, and people like you would love to see Muslims prosper, not only in the Muslim world, but here in America, to take over America. This is the future you hope the Muslims will have, and that's why they hire you to do their dirty work for them. I'm amazed why we cannot find Muslims in America. Those who are spiritual leaders, those who are carrying the doctorate degree from the Azhar University and many Muslim universities around the Muslim world. Why they are not talking about Islam instead of you? You know why, my friends? It's very simple. Because if Muslims lie, we can figure them out. But when one of us, American Italian Catholic professor, his name is John Esposito, not Muhammad Ali or Hussein or Barack Obama, a true American, a good Catholic. When people like him lie, most likely there's a big chance for liberals and foolish Americans to listen and to believe. It is very difficult to believe that Judas Iscariot betray Jesus because he was one of his followers. But this is the reality. It is the worst thing to be betrayed by one of your own. And that's exactly what Professor John Esposito did here in this lecture. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.